Welcome to Hollywood, Minnesota, the show that looks at the links between the land of 10,000 lakes and the motion picture industry. This show aims to highlight the way cinema is a part of Minnesota's artistic and cultural heritage through interviews with local filmmakers and film festival coordinators, as well as profiles of Hollywood figures with Minnesota roots. On today's edition of Hollywood, Minnesota, I will be speaking to members of the Kronfeldt family, otherwise known as the Cronies, a Minnesota family whose children Xander, Eva, Lizzie, and Gus have become performers in locally produced motion pictures. First, we'll hear from the mother of the family, Julie Kronfeldt. Julie, thank you very much for joining me today. Why don't you start by telling me about the decision to enter your children into show business?
Well, we really didn't make a decision about it. We just kind of fell into it, actually. My son was doing a lot of acting and in theater and spending a lot of time with that. And we just happened to hear about an audition for a Hollywood film that was at the time Cirque de Freak. I don't know if you remember that film. Was auditioning for teenage boys, and he was called to that audition, and he ended up connecting with Lynn Blumenthal here in town, and she really was encouraging to him and encouraged him to hook up with the agency that he's with, More Creative.
And did the rest of the children just follow suit?
Yep, no, we just submitted them all and just let what happened take course.
Did you have a background in the performing arts, or was this new to you as well?
No. I mean, I'd done, like, music and stuff, but nothing serious. A lot of little dead ends, but nothing, yeah.
So how do you balance the acting work with other obligations?
Well, we homeschool, and that worked really well. When the older two started going to high school, it got a little more complicated, and they stopped doing as much. But they've still been doing things, and now my son, Xander, is 19 and is in college, and he does his own thing now. And Eva is at the St. Paul Conservatory for Performing Artists, and she takes time off school to do projects. Lizzie and Gus are both still homeschooled, so that gives them a lot more freedom and flexibility to be able to do these projects that come up last minute without a lot of conflicts.
What kind of benefits does acting work have for your kids? What do you think they've learned about themselves and about the world through this business?
I think it's given them a great chance to contribute in a real-life atmosphere, definitely, with a lot of variety of people and from all different backgrounds. And, you know, it's not just a bunch of actors on a stage. It's production people and behind-the-scenes people and makeup people and they work with. It's been a great learning experience for them, just the variety of people they've gotten to meet and be involved with.
You mentioned your children are represented by the More Creative agency.
Yes.
How do you divide responsibilities between yourself and the agency?
Well, they just call when they want them to audition for something. The kids are also with a couple of other agencies that also call. Nuts is one of them. And they also get work from word of mouth and just like advertisements on websites that are dedicated to film production here in the Twin Cities. So whatever they can do, they try to keep busy doing that.
Let's talk about some of the productions that your children have been involved with so far. What's your relationship with Outer Rim Productions?
Well, it's been a great relationship, actually. It started out with Gus being cast in one of their films last year called Dead of Winter. They were looking for a little boy to play a zombie, a frozen zombie, and he was cast in that. And when I got a copy of the script, I noticed that one of the characters was a 12-year-old girl. And I mentioned that we had a 12-year-old daughter if they were still looking for somebody, and they said they'd already cast it. And thanks anyway. But then like 3 weeks later, I got an email saying that they lost their person, and would Lizzie want to be in the film? And she was, and it was a great experience. And she ended up doing another film with them last summer, a 48-hour film called Laundry Day, and that won a bunch of awards at the 48-hour film festival. The Z-Fest film, Dead of Winter, won the fourth best picture at Z-Fest last year, and a couple of other awards, I think. And then this year, Gus ended up doing the film with them as well called Windage for the Z-Fest Film Festival, actually. which was just last week, and the Best of the Festival is this week on Thursday at the Mall of America, and it's one of the top 10 films, and I think it tied for third place for Best Overall Film and about 12 other awards, so they did a really great job.
What other productions have your children been involved with?
Well, a lot. Mm-hmm. Lots of student films. A few, I think they've done extra roles in a few Hollywood films that have come through. I think Xander did Best Man Down. He was an extra in a schoolroom scene there. I think that one's kind of a more recent one. Profile of a Killer. Profile of a Killer, we all actually were in a scene, kind of a family wandering through an airport. You know, just little background things or whatever. And then coming up, Lizzie is going to be doing a film called Inheritance with Killing Joke Films, which is going to be kind of a bigger SAG independent film that's coming to town. And actually, they're going to begin shooting this week.
As a parent, when you're looking at these scripts, what is it that you look for?
Well, actually, I think we're looking more at whether, at this point, whether the production is going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's who's behind it. And whether they're doing a good job, mm-hmm. if they're good at what they do, and if they can actually produce a film in the end. Because a lot of the times they've gotten involved in situations where it's been a good script and seemed all legitimate, but just was being produced by people who didn't know what they were doing and wasted a lot of our time and energy. So, yeah, well, we look at scripts to see if they're well written. I mean, if it's a poorly written script, I mean, we just aren't interested. I mean, that's happened before too, but there's lots of great scripts out there.
My last question for you is, what hopes do you have for your children as they navigate this industry?
That they would have fun. Yeah, that they would have fun, that they'd have a good time. And if they get the chance to do something exciting and bigger, that would be great. You know, that would be fun. Adventure. Experiences outside of the usual, definitely.
That was Julie Kronfeld, the mother of the Kronfeld family. Up next, we'll hear from the actors of the family, Xander, Eva, Lizzie, and Gus, as each of them share their experiences in Minnesota's filmmaking scene. All right, well, why don't we have you start by just introducing yourselves and telling the audience your ages?
I'm Gus Kronfeld, and I'm 11 years old. I'm Lizzie Kronfeld, and I'm 14.
I'm Eva, and I'm 16.
I'm Xander, and I'm 19.
Our agencies are More Creative and Nuts.
All right, so why don't each of you tell me what specialties you have?
I'm a good problem solver. I am, I guess, specialty would be arts and, like, creativity, I guess you could say.
Also, I'm good at stop motion.
Do you make stop motion films then?
Yeah.
Really? How do you find that?
It's a free app that you can download on like an iPod or an iPad that you can just like, you pretty much just take like a bunch of pictures and it kind of sews them together to make a stop motion.
What about the rest of you? What else do you do? What are your specialties? Singing, drama, comedy?
Well, right now I'm at the Performing Arts High School in downtown St. Paul. So I guess my specialty would be theater because that's the track I'm in.
Do you prefer theater to work on film?
I like both of them, and each of them have their advantages and disadvantages. So I guess I have had trouble deciding which one I like more because I like both of them almost equally.
Mm-hmm. Have the rest of you had any stage experience?
Yeah, I've had a lot of stage experience. I did mostly theater when I was a kid, and I just started doing film. It was a lot more recent, but I've been doing theater since I was probably like, I don't know, seven or
five.
Six. Yeah, for a long time.
So,
and then I kind of went in, as I started doing film and stuff like that, I stopped doing as much theater as I did before.
So Xander, do you prefer stage work or do you prefer film work?
I would say I prefer film work just because for at least the film work that I've done, it's more of like a short and sweet thing versus sometimes with the theater, you can get into positions where you're doing the same theater show for, I don't know, like 3 months, and it can get kind of wearing it depends a lot more on the cast that you're with. If you have a good cast, that can be fun, and you're all,
and also if the show's really fun.
Yeah, and if the show is fun, but the film and theater, or film, I just like, just because you get to meet a lot of cool people and you work together and you get to see like the end result. It's a lot faster paced, and I like that about it.
So why don't each of you tell me what's your favorite part that you've had acting?
I was Lady Dinadan in the Lakeshore Players production of A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. And like that by far has been my favorite theater experience, and just the part I really enjoyed that. And then for film, I was just in One Ticket, Please by Eric Chan, and I was the daughter of a theater, or the manager of a theater, and so, or the granddaughter of the manager of the theater, and so that was also extremely fun.
And well, the two things that I've been in, one of them's theater, one of them's movies. The film is Windage, and it's about like AI, sort of like a kid who's pretty much playing in a minefield, which is not the best idea. But and then this guy, the two snipers were having like a battle, sort of, and then one of the snipers like ran out and tried to save the kid. And then the other one is a theater show called Waiting for Godot, and that was by far my favorite theater show. And it was just a lot of fun because the actors were really fun, and I liked the props, and it was just overall pretty cool.
My favorite film and favorite theater parts were, my film was for Dead of Winter, and I played like a girl that was kind of like the last human on the earth. They kind of made it seem, and she was all by herself, but she was like super independent, and it was really fun because we got to spend like all day like outside, and it was just really fun, like all the zombie makeup and all that kind of stuff. So that was my most favorite part I've played in a film. For theater, I was in a show called Narnia, and it was a musical, so I played Mrs. Beaver. And it was like a Cockney. I had like this Cockney accent, and it was really funny because I don't really know how to explain it, except it was like just so much fun, and it was probably the best experience for theater that I've ever had.
I'd say my favorite, actually, film. Is it just film or film or commercials? Is it commercials counter, or is it just film we're talking about?
Whatever you like.
Okay, I'll just go with the film then, because that's what everyone else is going with. Favorite film, I was in a student film called School Night. And that was just really fun because I got to play, well, a really emotionally disturbed kid who wanted to take out. He tried to blow up his school, and I guess it was probably the most interesting part, just because you kind of when you're trying to relate to a character that would seem really hard to relate to, and just playing that, being someone completely just not anything like what you are normally. So I enjoyed getting into that character and pretending to get shot. That's a lot of fun, putting on the makeup and getting shot. That was pretty fun. Theater wise, I'd say probably my first like professional theater show was the coolest. We were in Hansel and Gretel at the Old Lock Theater, and that was a lot of fun, just because it was first, I didn't know you could actually get paid to do theater, which was that was a surprise. That was really cool. And just everyone was really, really professional, and working with a cast that wasn't just kids, because before we had just done theater shows with kids cast, most of it was some kind of community theater. And seeing that adults could take it seriously, and just, working with professionals is always cool, because you could just, it's a different look at something that you thought. I didn't think theater could be like that, so it was a lot more fast-paced. You got the script beforehand, you had to have it memorized, like, before the first rehearsal. It was just it was a learning experience, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and like what he's talking about, like it's fun, like it's good to have like fun backstage, but then get serious when you're on stage. Like we used to play like games before the show, like in Hansel and Gretel. We used to play like fun games, like sort of hide and seek, I guess. And then yeah, we would hide around. There was like a bunch of scaffolding, so we could like hide up in there, and it was pretty fun.
So, Xander, you're the oldest, so does that mean you were the first one to enter into the acting business?
The audition for Cirque du Freak, yeah, that was kind of the first. That was a foray into film, and then, yeah, so I guess I would say I was the first person who kind of got into both theater and the film work. I think I did the first commercials. I was the first one who did commercials amongst us as well. I was the forerunner there.
As the oldest child in the family, you're the one who has to go through all the breakthroughs and do all the experiences first with your folks. What barriers did you have to break through as the oldest?
Probably just I'd say one of the biggest things was just the feeling that you weren't actually going to get any work, because especially with the commercials, it just seemed like something that I'd go to the auditions, you go to a callback, and same with Circuit Freak, I think I went to two or three callbacks for that, and then I didn't get it, and there was that disappointment of, oh, but I went to all these callbacks, I really thought I was going to get it, and so I guess once you finally do get something, I got my first, the first commercial I did was for Explore Minnesota, I believe. Yeah, and so just that actually feeling, and I think that helped for the siblings. My siblings, because you could actually see that, well, you can get a job doing a commercial, and so it wasn't just this far off kind of hope. It made something into something more tangible when you know someone, or in this case, your family member has gotten work, and it's kind of an encouragement there.
Lizzie, you're in a new film called Inheritance. What can you tell me about the film and your part in it?
Well, my part is a girl named Tyler. And her and her mom, well, her mom leaves her, like, abusive husband, and they go to their grandparents' farmhouse that they used to live on when they were younger, and pretty much when they get there, like, a bunch of weird stuff starts happening, really scary stuff. I can't tell you what it is, but it's pretty, pretty scary and just, like, spooky and stuff. And actually, our director, Paul von Dozel, he actually wanted the film to kind of, like, feel like a female version of The Shining. So which is supposed to be super terrifying, I guess. I haven't seen it, but I guess it's supposed to be, like, super terrifying. And so that's like, the whole film kind of, like, takes place on this, like, farmland, and a bunch of spooky stuff starts happening, and the girl and her mom, like, a bunch of weird stuff starts happening to them. I don't know what I could explain it as, but it's supposed to be, like, a horror film. So a really
suspense.
Yeah, a suspense horror film. And my character, Tyler, he wanted my character kind of, like, to be based on the character Tyler Durden from Fight Club. So I guess he's supposed to be kind of, like, a mysterious, kind of, like, shadowy person. And so that's how, like, who he wanted my character to kind of be, like. So, yeah, that's my character.
Gus, you were a zombie in the movie Dead of Winter. How was being a zombie?
It was okay, but at the same time, it was kind of hard to, like, stay still because the wind was, like, blowing me back and forth. And then I was pretty cold, so I was, like, sort of, like, shaking a little. But it was still really fun.
How was the makeup?
It took, like, an hour to put on, like, these massive, like, icicles on my face that were made out of, like, latex and stuff, and, like, and then it took a long time to get off, though. But it was still pretty fun. And, yeah, they had, like, some workout equipment downstairs. So on my off time, I just, like, did a tiny workout.
A zombie workout.
Did you have
that makeup?
Did you have the zombie makeup on while you were working out?
Yeah, it was pretty humorous. I have pictures.
What do you all hope to do in this business?
Well, right now, I don't have, like, any major hopes except for just keep doing it as long as I enjoy doing it, because, like, right now, I really enjoy acting, but I don't feel like I should set my goals on something, like, so super huge that would make it so I didn't enjoy acting anymore. So as long as I continue loving what I do, I don't think I have a specific goal in mind.
I'd say I just hope kind of continue doing it. I know there's a lot of people who kind of sit there, like, I'm going to be in a Hollywood movie, and they kind of give up everything and they move to L.A. or something and really try to do that. I'm more, I just kind of do it on the side, I would say, and come what may, if I get an audition, that's awesome. If I don't, I keep doing college and, I just hope, eventually, I hope it would be awesome to be cast in a full Hollywood movie. That would be my hope there. But as long as they keep getting jobs, I'm okay with it.
So I like the most, like, sort of building my resume so, like, I can do, like, tiny films but it will still build my resume so I can get, like, in better and better films. And I like student films and non-paid films, but getting a paid gig is pretty nice because I want to save up for college, sort of, if I will, or, like, something that I want to do in the future. But my real hope is, I know it sounds kind of weird, but to, like, get an Oscar, maybe. Yeah, that would be really nice.
How about you, Lizzie?
My hope for, like, and my, like, goal, I guess, or would be to keep doing the acting for as long as I can. If I can keep getting jobs, even if they're not paid, I think the experience is really what the fun part about it is. I mean, it's great getting paid, too, but I think it's, like, awesome to be in films and meet all the people, like, Dead of Winter and a bunch of these other films that I've been in. And I think being in, like, I've always wanted to be kind of, like, in a bigger, like, Hollywood-ish film, which is, it seems like it's happening. I'm really excited with Inheritance, and that will be, like, the first, like, big film that I've been in. And so I'm really excited about that, and so that's kind of, like, was one of my goals, to be in, like, a bigger film. But my hope is to keep doing that and keep getting bigger films and have fun, of course, and just keep meeting more awesome people, because the more people you meet, the more fun it is. So, yeah.
That concludes this edition of Hollywood, Minnesota. Thank you to the Kronfeldt family for speaking with me today. The Kronfeldts are represented by More Creative Talent and Non-Union Talent Service Incorporated. You can find out more about the Kronfeldts and more about the upcoming feature Inheritance on Facebook. Search for The Cronies, spelled with a K, and Inheritance the film. This program is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Nathan Wardinsky, and be sure to join me next week for another edition of Hollywood, Minnesota.